206-784-1818.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Debating the legality of the hit on Anwar al-Awlaki, a suspected U.S. missile strike in Yemen killed the al-Qaeda leader and his top propagandist, but was it legal? ABC's David Curley's been looking into that.
The administration says that the Justice Department did issue a memo sanctioning this attack, and a former lawyer for the Bush administration told me that basically laws from Congress passed after 9/11 and international law support the administration in this. He said, think of this. If an American joined the German army in World War II, he could be targeted. Same kind of case here.
ABC's David Curley in Washington. Meanwhile, ABC News has learned that the FBI's latest bulletin to law enforcement agencies nationwide warns of possible revenge attacks. Commander says Libyan rebels have surrounded Sirte, Muammar Gaddafi's hometown, and are engaged in heavy fighting in the city streets. Gaddafi's whereabouts remain undetermined. Exodus. Alabama education officials report scores of immigrant families have pulled their children from schools in the wake of a federal judge's upholding the state's immigration enforcement law. The law requires public schools to document the immigration status of their students. Joe Rivera at the Mi Pueblo supermarket in Birmingham has noticed a big uptick in people buying bus tickets out of Alabama.
Maybe 35 tickets today, and normal we sell 2, 3, 4.
President Obama will be the headliner tonight at the annual dinner of the Human Rights Campaign. He'll be talking about his stance on same-sex marriage.
As president, Mr. Obama has supported gay rights and even signaled that his own preference for civil unions may be changing.
You know, my feelings about this are constantly evolving. I struggle with this.
But not enough for the gay and lesbian audience, which wants the Defense of Marriage Act overturned, with its definition of marriage as being the union of one man and one woman. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
You're listening to ABC News.
KOMO Seattle, KOMO FM, Oakville, the Como News Network, Como News Radio.
10:02 Saturday, October 1st, 53 degrees right now in Seattle. Cloudy, showers likely this afternoon, highs in the mid-60s, mostly cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 40s tonight. I'm Art Sanders. Now the top stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. A bleeding woman is found staggering down the street. The neighbors watch as she's thrown into the bed of a pickup truck. It happened yesterday in Auburn on James Avenue East. Como 4's John Flick has more.
It's really a shock. It really is.
Police believe around 11 a.m. a 67-year-old woman was stabbed several times in her home. 2.5 hours later, she made it outside and staggered down the street.
I just wish I was awake. Maybe I could have done something to help her, you know. Felt bad.
Ryan Hurley works a night shift and woke up when police cars stormed the area. A witness reported seeing the woman's husband pick her up in the middle of the road, put her in the bed of his pickup, and pull it back into the garage. When officers got to the home, they found the 78-year-old husband with cuts on his hands. His wife was still in the bed of the truck, bleeding from her stab wound. John Flick, Como 4 News.
Washington State Patrol troopers are trying to figure out what happened in Clallam County in a crash
involving a car and a woman walking in the road. Troopers say late last night a car hit the victim on eastbound Highway 101 at Blinn Road, about 4 miles west of Squim. That woman was airlifted to Harborview Medical Center.
Como's Lindsay Cohen reporting. Amanda Knox is getting ready to deliver a final plea for freedom on Monday before hearing a verdict in her appeals trial. Vanity Fair contributing editor Judy Bachrach has covered the trial and thinks Knox will walk free.
It was determined both by the judge and the experts that the forensic unit that was testing the evidence was completely flawed, was very badly done, and that there is, in effect, no evidence against Knox at all that will stand up in court.
From Perugia to Seattle, we'll have extensive team coverage of the Amanda Knox verdict when it comes down. We'll go live to Italy during the morning news on Monday, starting at 5 a.m. People around here might be hoping for a nice fall weekend, but the state DOT's banking on it. Como's Ian Sterling reports major road work has closed northbound 405 this weekend.
This is very significant closure.
Kim Henry with the state DOT tells me they've shut down all northbound lanes of 405 in Bellevue. They tried to do it last weekend, but didn't trust the forecast. When the freeway reopens early Monday morning, there will be a slew of new on and off ramps that will dramatically alter how people get on 520 and 405 from Bellevue. Ian Sterling, Como News Radio.
53 degrees in Seattle, just ahead of Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Art Sanders, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
It's 10:04. Time to check on traffic with Judith Larson.
Well, Jennifer, again, a reminder. We have all kinds of construction closures, as you just heard, and we've been telling you all morning in through the Bellevue area. North 405, all the lanes between 520 and Northeast 8th closed until Monday. Then in the Seattle area, westbound, now I emphasize that's westbound, not eastbound, over the West Seattle Bridge between I-5 and 99 closed. You can go eastbound, and the I-5 off-ramp to West Seattle Bridge is closed. Still dealing in the Bothell area with a blocking disabled southbound 405 off-ramp to State Route 527. It's right there in the center lane. Troopers still with it. And 410, State Route 410, just north of State Route 123. We're still got a blocking rock slide there, and that's just south of Ghost Lake and the Mount Rainier area. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson, the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy skies today. A few showers out there at times in the morning, increasing in the afternoon. We have a chance of a thundershower out there. Highs today only going to the upper 50s to lower 60s in a lot of western Washington. Maybe a few degrees warmer on Sunday, but we do have a shower chance popping up towards the end of the day. So most of Sunday will be dry. It'll be the latter half of the day that brings on the showers, especially right around sunset. So again, tomorrow temperatures in the mid-60s. Then on through Monday and Tuesday, several pretty vigorous storm fronts move on through. So showers to plain old rainy on Monday. I'll call it low to mid-60s. And then on Tuesday, gusty and soggy all day long. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
51 degrees in Tacoma, 52 in Everett, and 51 degrees overcast skies in downtown Seattle.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
Welcome to Inside Out, the show that uncovers your coolest kitchen, reveals your most beautiful boudoir, and rocks your rec room. Whether you're doing it yourself or you prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. It's Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Well, what a pleasure to be here with you today on this Saturday. And I walked in the door, and I'm probably the only person in the greater Puget Sound area that looks at this weather and says, yay.
You probably are.
I know. And I think that's, first of all, because as most people know, I am nauseatingly positive. One of the first things that people ask about me when they meet people I work with is she really that positive? Yes, she is.
It's true.
It's true. It is true. And what I want to say to you is that this is the time of year that we all take a good look around the inside of our home. And we need to look at the way that the light reads on our walls, because this is it, party people. We get 9 months of this.
We knew it moving up here.
That is correct. Most of us are from somewhere else. And if you've lived here all your life, well, you just don't know any better.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I have to share with you that I'm dog sitting right now, my daughter's little dog Nacho. And I know.
That cracks me up every time.
I know. Nacho, my husband on his Facebook page ran something called the Nacho Chronicles. And people have really missed the Nacho Chronicles. And I'm going to have him update the Nacho Chronicles. But the little guy wakes up at 4:30 in the morning. And he just wants to go outside and go bouncing through the tall grass. And he wants to bark, of course, because he wants to tell all the neighbors that he's awake and, you know, that it's morning. And I was just watching him out there in the mist, and I was thinking to myself, you know, it's this time of year we have these seasons, and if you don't keep a positive attitude, then it can get you down, because we did not have much for a summer. Let's just face it. We got robbed, gypped, cheated, zip, nothing.
Totally.
I mean, what do we get this year? Like 5 weeks?
We got a few days of over 80 degree weather.
Thank you.
No one's tomatoes got ripe.
Exactly. But you know what? This is what it is. And what I say is, especially if you have children, if you do have pets, this is the time of year that it's a good idea to take a good look around at your walls, and let's start talking about some paint colors, because you know what? There isn't anything that you can do to improve your mood like some new paint.
Well, there have been all kinds of scientific studies that document the way color affects your mood.
Absolutely. You want to hear something hysterically funny?
Yeah.
Okay, this is kind of a little tease question. What is the number one color that improves you psychologically?
I'm going to go with green.
It's pink.
No way. Seriously?
I know. Now, this tells you one of two things. That these people are either really bat crazy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they don't notice. And some dramatic change in their environment just makes them feel better. Like, what's going on here? Because things don't look right. Mm-hmm. So they try to start, you know, engaging their gray matter. So that elevates their mood. Or, you know, there is something psychologically about that color. And in fact, in many mental health facilities where they house the criminally insane, the rooms are pink.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're pink. And I'm talking Pepto-Bismol pink.
The only ones I've ever seen were puke green. But wait, did I just reveal a personal detail?
Okay, let me...
Strike that. Where's the dump button? Bleep.
Okay, that's going to lead to interesting conversation at the break. No, but here's little factoids about color. And I think it's really true. You know, how color can impact your mood. Now, here's the difference, too. Most people, when they watch movies or they watch television shows, they're watching the characters. I watch the rooms. So my favorite, I know.
You watch the rooms?
I watch the rooms. I have favorite television shows based on the rooms.
You would.
I know. So you want to know my favorite TV series?
Yeah.
The Big C.
I don't know.
I know. How depressing is that? It's about a woman who has supposedly
cancer.
Terminally ill with cancer.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they have these colors in there. And, I mean, I don't know who the set designer is, but... for example, one of the oncologists, wonderful shade of lavender walls. She has this almost school bus yellow in the living room, and it goes into a bright green. I'm telling you, I love it. Now, I wouldn't do it in my house because my walls are a little bit more contemporary in style, and that's a traditional setting. But let's talk about your home and picking out some colors. But when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about something that I believe is critically important in our area that has to do with our veterans.
Sounds good.
It's really important. I mean, it's really important.
We'll take a quick break for weather and traffic and be right back here on Como News Radio.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th in Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
10:14 on Como News Radio. Judith, how are the roads?
Well, I see now why we're stacking up. I was wondering it too a few minutes ago. Northbound 5 as you approach Yesler. Well, we've got a brand new injury accident there. I think it's off on the right side, but traffic definitely stacking up at the scene. A little bit of good news. They cleared that blocking disabled off the south 405 off-ramp to State Route 527. Troopers were with it there in the center lane for the longest time. But again, that's totally out of your way now. All kinds of construction closed. closures. I want to remind you, we've been telling you all morning, but the northbound lanes of 405 between the 520 Bridge and Northeast 8th are closed until Monday. And in Seattle, we got a situation on the West Seattle Bridge that's going to frustrate you. Westbound on the West Seattle Bridge between I-5 and 99 closed. You can go eastbound, though. And if you're trying to head south in I-5 and get off the ramp and go to the West Seattle Bridge, you can't. It's closed. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Over to Theron Zahn for a look at weather.
Here, and it's going to feel like fall out there with temperatures today only getting to the upper 50s to lower 60s in some parts of western Washington, maybe mid-60s in the South Sound. On through the next couple days, yes, some showers today, maybe even a thunder shower in the afternoon, then on through Sunday and Monday. Sunday's looking dry for most of the day, but showers do return towards the end, so Sunday's probably your better day for getting outside. We'll call it mid-60s for highs. Then Monday and Tuesday, very soggy by the end of Monday. Showers develop in the morning, then increase in the afternoon, then a very soggy and windy Tuesday. I'm Theron Zahn, the latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
52 degrees in Everett and Olympia, 51 in Tacoma and in Seattle. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. We're talking about color and how it affects your mood, but also we have some special guests that we're going to speak with today.
Well, we are. And the theme of our show today is about, really inviting a feeling of comfort to your home. But going to switch gears here for a quick moment, because we're going to be talking about something throughout today's program that is critically important to me and to my business partner, Eric Gornson. And I want to bring Eric on the line.
Good morning, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, guys.
Okay. Eric Gornson is the president, and he's with Sound Kitchen and Bath. And Eric, you're not the president of the United States. That's that other guy, Obama. You guys don't look anything alike.
No. There's a couple distinct differences.
There are a couple. But what I do want to say, though, is that you and I have really been talking and trying to figure out something that we could do to address an issue that has come up on behalf of our veterans. And if you don't mind, Eric, I'm going to set it up really quickly. And as a lot of people know, I became very actively involved in trying to create more jobs for veterans. And there were a couple reasons that spawned this. And the reasons were that my son, Blake, who served in the military, was deployed twice. When he got out, he just could not find a job that offered him a career path. And he really tried. He wasn't a kid that was sitting on the couch playing video games. And watching that struggle, and then my nephew, Kevin, who'd been severely wounded from a roadside bomb, went to recover with Wounded Warriors in Florida and unfortunately passed away from his complications from his injuries. And all the Wounded Warriors came to Kevin's funeral. And while I was at that funeral, one of the things that became apparent was, in meeting these young people, one young man who'd lost an arm, various other injuries, that none of them had jobs. And they asked me what I did for a living. And I said, well, I'm a partner in a kitchen and bathroom remodeling company. Mm-hmm. And I host a radio show. I'm an interior designer. And it was like E.F. Hutton just spoke. And every head turned and looked at me at this lunch after my nephew's funeral. And what I found out was that every young person sitting there was unemployed. And a very articulate young man by the name of Norbert, the one who was missing the arm, said, you know, ma'am, what you don't understand is that 24% of our returning veterans are unemployed. 44% of our disabled veterans are unemployed. And I looked around this table and I thought to myself, every one of these kids, every one of these young people, they volunteered to serve our country. And this is what we're looking at for them. So I came back and I said to Eric, I said, we got to do something about this. So, Eric, you actively started employing veterans. I have to tell you, I'm very proud of that fact. And I started working actively with our Washington State legislators specifically Senator Conway. I just want to send a big hug out to him. I do not live in his district, but he has just been a tireless. He has worked tirelessly on behalf of my veterans. And we started trying to implement laws and create things that would help. And thanks to Senator Conway, we got something that's called this Hometown Heroes Lottery. So we are one of the only states. I want you to think about this. We got a lottery, a raffle. We have 310,000 tickets to sell. They're giving away $1.4 million worth of prizes. I think they've got 20 prizes of $50,000. Your odds of winning, I mean, you couldn't go to Vegas and hit these kind of odds because there's only 300,000 tickets, I think is what it is. And so the lottery takes place on Veterans Day, which is the 11th. I want to share with you where we're at. Right now, we've only sold 44,000 tickets.
Wow.
Now, the problem is, if we don't sell the tickets, we're not going to have the money for these programs. It's called VIP, which is Veterans Innovations. It's emergency money for veterans. And this isn't taxpayer money. This is your money. This is my money. So everybody shows up and says, what can I do? Well, here's what you can do. We need people to buy these lottery tickets. So again, here's what I do. I go to my buddy Eric and I go, Eric, what the heck are we going to do? We've got to sell lottery tickets. And Eric came up with this idea. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Town Kitchen and Bath doesn't typically do a sale. We've never done a sale in our company history. However, this is such a great cause. What I want to do, and what you and I have talked about, is to do a 10% off sale for kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, for all new clients coming in the door. So what you'd have to do is go out and buy that lottery ticket, help support our veterans, bring that ticket into one of our designers, and 10% off on that cabinet package for the kitchen. If you have a kitchen cabinet package and a bathroom cabinet package, well, if you want to get the 10% off on the bathroom cabinets, you're going to have to buy another lottery ticket.
Every ticket you buy, you can get an extra room of 10% off on your cabinet. So I want you to think about this. I mean, you know, that's thousands of dollars.
$10.
I know. And not only that, but there's a reason that, Eric, you don't have sales on this stuff, and it's because I know what your margins are, and they're crazy low, and 10% makes no sense in the business model. But what you're going to do is 10% off for the 10 bucks of a lottery ticket. And I am now personally going to beg everybody, you buy these things wherever you buy lotto tickets.
Grocery stores, anywhere else, gas stations,
anywhere. You buy the lottery ticket, you want cabinets, and Eric's going to put up all the details on the website, but 10% off the cabinets. And I'm throwing out there a challenge to other businesses. For people to come into your stores and give you a lottery ticket and you take 10% off something. 10 bucks, 10%. Match Sound Kitchen's offer. Our competitors, match the offer. You know, I mean, this is to help veterans. This is what we want to do. Bassett said they're going to come up with something. You know, I don't know what. And so buy those lottery tickets and save some money on some stuff for your house. Eric, it's called Hometown Heroes Raffle, and it ends on Veterans Day, which is 11-11-11. So there you go. And
perfect.
If you need to remodel your kitchen, it's not going to get any better than this, because I'm telling you, you know, at some point, dude, you have to mark this up enough that you can buy a new truck, because you've got 200,000 miles on your truck. So that tells everybody this guy's not rolling in dough. He doesn't mark up his cabinet.
That's funny.
It is funny.
I'm just looking at the website, and the prizes on here are crazy.
It's true. They're giving away all these $50,000 prizes. And then you can go on here and look at the stories. I mean, this stuff does education, but mostly families. I mean, I want you to think about it. Dad's in Iraq or Afghanistan, and part of your roof blows off, and, you know, or your brakes go out on your car. And a lot of these families are living on food stamps. This is emergency money for our veterans. Hometown Heroes, buy the tickets. And Sound Kitchen is going to, you know, match it with 10% off. which, dude, I know you can't afford. I know this. I know this. So I appreciate it more than you know.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Eric Gordonson from Sound Kitchen and Bath. We'll take a quick break for weather and traffic.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
Here's Judith Larson.
Well, traffic is slowing at the scene of an injury accident. Northbound 5 at Yesler. Why, it's not blocking. It's off in the right shoulder, but it's a bit of a distraction there. Northbound 5 at Tacoma Mall. We have a disabled vehicle just reported on the right shoulder. And I noticed traffic slowing northbound 5 through the Fife curves. Still dealing with that rock slide on 410 north of State Route 123, partially blocking in the Mount Rainier area. That's Longmire, actually. It's passable, though, with care. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Look for increasing showers this afternoon with highs in the low to mid-60s. Our overnight lows drop to the mid-40s. Right now, it's 51 and overcast in Tacoma, and the same for downtown Seattle. Como News time is 10:25. Thanks for joining us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Hare. I'm in along with you. And I'm still kind of tripping over all those prizes and the great odds.
Like, I know. You can't go to Vegas and hit odds like this. And everybody always says, you know, we need to do more for our veterans. Well, when you're in the grocery store today, really do it. Buy the dang ticket. When you, you know, stop in the gas station, buy the dang ticket.
It's easy.
It is easy. It's $10.
And it takes less than a minute of your time.
Yeah. And I mean, you have no idea. And see, if we don't do this, there won't be any emergency money for the veterans because I have to, in our state, there won't be any because this money, with all the cuts in the budget, that's why Senator Conway really went to bat for this to get something that the American public, that the Washingtonian public could get behind. So put your money where your mouth is. Every single time you say you support the troops, today I want it to cost you $10. And do it today because you know you'll make an excuse and you won't do it. So there you go. There's my lecture. I'm done.
Well,
probably not done, but there you go.
You're not done. But, you know, as an Army wife for many years, I definitely saw families in crisis that really could use this, you know, whether it's, you know, anything that you can think of, whether the mom is pregnant and got the flu and two little kids, preschool age, or there's a death in the family, they need emergency, you know, transport or whatever. There are a multitude of reasons, good reasons, solid reasons to do this.
I know.
So do it. Do it now.
I know. Really. Okay. So moving on, we are going to make a house a home. Let's
take a quick break.
Okay.
Pay bills.
You are just cracking the whip over there. Okay, we'll pay bills, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about making a house a home.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. Go to guttergloveusa.net. Guttergloveusa.net.
It's the final weekend of Bassett's anniversary sale. Save 25 to 35% off best-selling collections. Living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, home office, and entertainment. Come see the new fall bedroom and dining room collections and new fashion-forward fabrics. Plus, great new leather furniture has just arrived. Get 25 to 35% off right now at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Compare Gutter Glove USA to Leaf Filter and see for yourself. Leaf Filter is made of plastic that can crack or split, and a thin mesh that can clog. Gutter Glove is the most technologically advanced cover system, with a sturdy anodized aluminum frame and a stainless steel large mesh. Gutter Glove USA system is far superior, and it costs less. Why pay more? Come see Gutter Glove for yourself at the Puyallup Fair. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. When it comes to making a decision for your gutter cover system, compare the plastic and thin mesh of Leaf Filter to Gutter Glove's anodized aluminum frame and stainless steel large mesh. You'll find there's no comparison. Gutter Glove USA is the best, and it costs less. Remember, call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. Come see us or call to schedule your free estimate. Go to guttergloveusa.net and schedule an appointment today. That's guttergloveusa.net.
It's in your backyard. Muddying your water. Eating energy. Your hot tub is a dinosaur.
Stop fighting with that old dinosaur of a hot tub. Hot tubbing should be fun. Hi, I'm Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub. Struggling with hot tub chemicals, noisy equipment, and high electric bills? Stop fighting, start relaxing with a new hot tub from Olympic. Our hot spring spas use salt plus water to clean your hot tub naturally, automatically, without harsh chemicals. It's easy care, low-cost hot tubbing that's quiet, fun, and relaxing. You deserve it. And all hot spring spas come with free delivery, installation, and removal of your old dinosaur. Trade-ins, of course, see stores for details. We make it easy to take it easy. Olympic Hot Tub, Seattle, 5 Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Olympic Hot Tub Company. You're gonna feel great. Why wait?
It's the final weekend of Bassett's anniversary sale. Save 25 to 35% off best-selling collections. Living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, home office, and entertainment. Come see the new fall bedroom and dining room collections and new fashion-forward fabrics. Plus, great new leather furniture has just arrived. Get 25 to 35% off right now at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
10:30 on Como News Radio. Currently cloudy across the Puget Sound region, 51 degrees in Tacoma, and 51 and overcast in downtown Seattle. Up next, headlines from ABC News from around the globe.
A warning of possible repercussions. ABC News has learned that the FBI's latest bulletin to law enforcement agencies nationwide warns of possible revenge attacks in the wake of the U.S. killing of Anwar al-Awlaki. The U.S.-born al-Qaeda leader was killed in a suspected U.S. missile strike in Yemen. Here in New York City, demonstrators have entered a third week of something called Occupy Wall Street. This woman says she's protesting against corporate greed.
You want to take million-dollar trips around the world because you think you deserve it? You can pretty much just go somewhere and die because it's not even okay. There's a lot of people that have worked very hard for what they have and what they had and what they are losing.
About 1,000 demonstrators taking part. There have been claims they're being unnecessarily roughed up by New York police. More than 1,000 family members and supporters gathered in Savannah, Georgia for the funeral of Troy Davis. He insisted even until his execution 10 days ago, he didn't murder a police officer in Savannah in 1989. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Como News Time, 10:31, right now in Seattle, 53 degrees. Art Sanders, now look at the hour's top local stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. A sword and missing family members could hold clues in the murder of an Everett woman.
Search warrants reveal police found the sword next to 69-year-old Leslie Peterson's body at her home on Wednesday. Her hands were bound with duct tape. Peterson's husband, son, and the son's girlfriend were last seen leaving the home 2 days earlier. Police have not called them suspects, but do want to question them. They may be driving a black Jeep with Washington license plate ABZ7996 and Marine Corps plates on the front. If you see it, you're asked to call 911. Tracy Ellis, Como News Radio.
Amanda Knox could be spending her last weekend in an Italian prison on Monday. The Seattle native will deliver a statement to the courtroom in Perugia before she hears the verdict in her appeals trial. ABC's 2020 co-anchor Elizabeth Vargas reports from Perugia.
Amanda will make her direct plea in Italian for her freedom. She will be facing a panel of 6 jurors and 2 judges, all of whom under Italian law will deliberate together. After 4 years in prison, she and her family now face 2 more days of an agonizing wait.
Searchers in Kitsap County are trying to find a missing woman this weekend.
Police say 82-year-old Ellie Dyler was staying at a friend's house in Haynesville when she disappeared. The last time anyone saw her was 1:30 yesterday morning. Investigators say her car and all of her things are still at her home, and she has no known relatives in the area.
Como 4's Theron Zahn reporting. Junior Republican state senator from Spokane is set to become the first official challenger to run against Democratic U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell. State Senator Michael Baumgartner will announce his candidacy on Monday. And Democratic Congressman and candidate for governor Jay Inslee is hosting a careers fair for kids today on the Microsoft campus. Scoop on Cool Careers runs from noon to 2 for students K through 12, getting the opportunity to meet the movers and shakers in aerospace, computers, medicine, education, and other great careers. Retired astronaut Bonnie Dunbar is the guest speaker. King County Metro's fall bus schedule starts today on the east side.
We've got our new Rapid Ride B line. It's really great. It's going to connect downtown Redmond and Bellevue via Crossroads Microsoft campus with service that runs every 10 to 15 minutes.
Belinda Telke with Metro Transit says this new service means some other runs that duplicate the route are being discontinued, and there are a number of changes in Seattle's SoTo area, too. There are also lots of drops and changes in Pierce Transit bus routes for both weekend and weekday stops. And you'll need to find another way in and out of Bellevue this weekend. All lanes of northbound 405 are closed.
We get about 60,000 cars a day right in this area here, and so that's a lot of congestion. We see that congestion up to 10 hours a day.
Jim Henry with the state DOT. He says that's why they've spent $107 million to build a bunch of new off and on ramps in Bellevue. They've closed northbound 405 to finish the job. It should reopen in time for Monday morning's commute. 53 degrees in Seattle. We continue now with Tammy Michaels Inside Out, Art Sanders, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
10:34. How's traffic doing, Judy?
Well, we're doing really well. In fact, I'm going to talk about Longmire real quickly, way out there by Mount Rainier, because they just succeeded in clearing that blocking rock slide out of your way just moments ago on State Route 410 north of State Route 123. So we should be back up to speed there shortly. There certainly were some stack ups in the traffic. We've got all kinds of construction closures in the Seattle area. You'll notice that your north and southbound I-5 exits to the West Seattle Bridge are closed, and also westbound over the West Seattle Bridge closed between I-5 and 99. You can, however, go eastbound over the West Seattle Bridge. In Bellevue, we're dealing with the closure of all the northbound lanes on 405 between 520 and Northeast A Street. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next update. I'm Judith Larson, the Como AAA Traffic Center.
And here's Theron Zahn with a look at our weather.
Mostly cloudy skies today. A few showers out there at times in the morning. Increasing in the afternoon, we have a chance of a thunder shower out there. Highs today only going to the upper 50s to lower 60s in a lot of western Washington. Maybe a few degrees warmer on Sunday, but we do have a shower chance popping up towards the end of the day. So most of Sunday will be dry. It'll be the latter half of the day that brings on the showers, especially right around sunset. So again, tomorrow temperatures in the mid-60s. Then on through Monday and Tuesday, several pretty vigorous storm fronts move on through. So showers to plain old rainy on Monday. I'll call it low to mid-60s, and then on Tuesday, gusty and soggy all day long. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thank you, Theron. 51 degrees in Tacoma, 52 in downtown Seattle. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman, along for the ride, and we're taking your calls so Tammy can work for you for free today. Our local number is 206-421-1000, or you can call us toll-free from wherever you are, 877-397-5666, which is Como, 877-397-COMO.
Welcome back, and I want to talk a little bit about making your house feel like a home. And yes, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, the person that walks in the door, and you know what happens. You, from the minute you walk in, it feels like a place you live. It doesn't define who you are. It doesn't define your family. It doesn't look like the places you actually have traveled to or you wish you could travel to. Your home does not reflect the environment that you want to invite friends over to have dinner. It doesn't look like the kind of place that you feel comfortable. You feel almost itchy or scratchy, or you just kind of walk in the door and feel like this is a collection of things that represent the things that I've collected because, not because you wanted to. The list of because might be because you got married and you blended furniture. Jennifer just got engaged. You have a bunch of blended furniture in your house.
Yes,
I went through blended furniture. I still have a couple tables I hate. It's taken 15 years, but, you know, basically my mission has been to get rid of his stuff.
It's always is that way, isn't it?
I know. It's just, you know, it was to blend it. Nope. It's to get rid of his stuff.
I just want to get rid of his giant TV. No one needs a TV as big as a billboard. We just don't.
You know what? My husband, really, I'm right there with you. He actually even said, do you know they have 70-inch flat screen TVs now?
They should get together and watch the game. It takes up our whole den.
70 inch. I'm like, I get it, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
So if your home doesn't represent your personality, I want to help you. And I want to help you turn it around and make this house a home. And let's go to Myrtle in North Bend. Hi, Myrtle. How are you?
Hi, Tammy. It's so nice to talk to you.
Thank you. How can I help you today?
Well, I am a senior citizen disabled on a very limited budget, and because it's North Bend, it's kind of dark, and my ceilings are only 8 feet, and it doesn't really feel comfortable or warm
okay.
in the house.
You know, I'm going to make a couple of suggestions to you, Myrtle, and these are things that you can actually accomplish, even on a limited budget. And I'm going to throw something out there, and I want to say that I was just in the place I'm going to recommend last week. So as a designer, I run into other designers that I'm going to tell you about this location. And that is, I am a fan, a closet fan, of Value Village and Salvation Army. And the reason that I am a closet fan of those locations is because I can find oversized posters, vintage posters. You can't believe some of the beautiful artwork that I've found there over the years. A friend of mine actually started a collection of hand-painted portraits of women. And in a bedroom wall, she's single, she put up all these different portraits of women by unknown artists, people who had an art project and decided they wanted to do a facial. And it's really very stunning. And then what she did is she had all of them framed in just simple black matte frames. She bought frames that fit them. She bought them all at, you know, whatnot shops and thrift stores. And then what she did is, you know, she cut mats to fit and painted all the frames black. You could do the same thing by painting all the frames gold. But this eclectic mix of paintings really gave you some, you know, a dynamic look. The other thing that I can say on a budget is take a look around their accessories. They end up with wonderful lamps. You know, those lamps from that are retro from the 60s, from the 50s. You run into this stuff. One of my favorite locations, though, and every designer I know that is worth their salt in this business hits this one location, and it is the Salvation Army that's down there in the Soto District.
Oh, I know that one.
I'm telling you, I walked in there, and I found... I think my favorite thing that I found there, and I hesitated and I didn't get it, and that was Occupied Japan, Mikasa China. Occupied
no.
Japan. I mean, it was just like this wonderful China, an entire set, service for 12 in the bamboo pattern. And I went... Oh. It was either that or Noritake. I can't remember, but it was Occupied Japan because it had that stamp on the back of it. Entire set, and it was $29. And I thought, I don't need another set of dishes. I know.
You could have resold that.
On eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm saying to you. You find wonderful pieces that will make your house a home. When we come back, I'm going to talk about painting one wall.
Hey, mister, it's time to get handy, man. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. Hire an expert for 6 hours, get the seventh hour free. 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Sound Kitchen and Bath will save you money. Hi, it's Kent Phillips with a commercial word for Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath reinvented how you can purchase local custom-made cabinetry. Listen, Sound Kitchen and Bath does not have these large, fancy designer showrooms that you actually have to pay for. Their award-winning designers go directly to your home to best understand your kitchen, your bath needs, to create the kitchen and bath you always dreamed of at no cost to you. Box stores or the kitchen and bath showrooms charge hundreds or thousands of dollars just to measure and design your cabinets and layout. Sound Kitchen and Bath is the local cabinet shop featuring gorgeous custom cabinets and molding. They want you to shop the competition. Then you'll see for yourself the exceptional difference in quality and price that beats the competition. Sound Kitchen and Bath features the finest cabinetry from Marysville to Portland, Tri-Cities to the Peninsula. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, you will save money. SoundKitchenandBath.com. Have them come to you at no cost. soundkitchenandbath.com.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
The Northwest's largest manufacturer of awnings and sunshades, Rainier Sun Systems, has a special offer and an invitation just for you. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels for Rainier Sun Systems. Summer is here. Reduce heat by up to 80% with exterior shades or awnings. Save big money on cooling costs and protect your furnishings. Rainier custom tailor sunscreens for your home. You're invited to Rainier Sun Systems' huge factory showroom, or they'll come to you. Call for a free in-home consultation. Then Rainier's highly skilled installation crews take care of the rest. Oh, and the special offer? Call and tell them Tammy sent you and get a free electric motor upgrade of $500 value. Since 1896, Rainier Sun Systems. Call 800-869-7162 or click RainierSunSystems.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
10:44. Let's check on the roads with Judith Larson.
Not a bad drive, Jennifer. Southbound 5 express lanes. Do watch out when you approach the convention center for somebody walking on the right side there, the right shoulder. The southbound commute from Snohomish County is certainly getting underway, both heading south in I-5 through Shoreline and then south 405 through the Bothell area. Don't forget the West Seattle Bridge in only the westbound direction from I-5 to 99 is closed for road work. And also your north and southbound I-5 exits to the West Seattle Bridge closed as well. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
And a look at weather from the Como forecast team's Theron Zahn.
The weekend is here, and it's going to feel like fall out there, with temperatures today only getting to the upper 50s to lower 60s in some parts of western Washington, maybe mid-60s in the South Sound. On through the next couple days, yes, some showers today, maybe even a thunder shower in the afternoon, then on through Sunday and Monday. Sunday's looking dry for most of the day, but showers do return towards the end, so Sunday's probably your better day for getting outside. We'll call it mid-60s for highs. Then Monday and Tuesday, very soggy by the end of Monday. Showers develop in the morning, then increase in the afternoon, then a very soggy and windy Tuesday. I'm Theron Zahn, the latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thank you, Theron. Right now, 51 in Tacoma and overcast, 53 in the capital. We're up to 52 degrees here in downtown Seattle at 10:45. Thanks for joining us for Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Glad to have you along. I'm Jennifer Harriman.
It is an absolute pleasure to be with you today, and I want to talk about a few things when it comes to just making a house a home. And one of the things I want to share is sometimes people feel overwhelmed by painting the entire interior of their home. So I want to talk about painting one wall. And I want to give you some colors to consider for painting one wall. And what I mean by this is you need a neutral color on the other walls. White walls probably still won't cut it, but a very soft beige will. Or a very soft gray, kind of a mushroomy gray is always nice because it has, you know, enough of a brown undertone to it so that it looks warm and inviting. But if you're trying to, you know, you don't want to be a risk taker by painting your entire living room an odd color, this is a way that you can embrace a color. And I have to tell you something, never underestimate one red wall. Never, ever underestimate the power of one red wall.
Red? Really?
Absolutely. Claret red, tomato red, and if you're going to make it red, paint it red. Now, here's a tip on painting a wall red. You want to prime the wall in battleship gray. Absolute battleship gray, and buy the primer. And, you know, in my opinion, spend a little extra money and get the real pine primer. And these paints that advertise that the primer is mixed in, I'm not so much about that. It's really not a primer that's mixed in the way that we think of a primer. It just has more adhesives added to the paint, which is kind of a good thing, but I have to tell you, primer's primer. Because primer does more than just make a stick-to-itiveness for your paint. One of the things that it can do is it can actually help you transition from one color to the next. Battleship gray is going to be your friend if you're going to embrace one profound wall in your home. So you paint the wall out in a battleship gray, And then it really will only take about a coat and a half, two coats of red. And what I always tell people is this is a great way that in one room in your house, you can get a dramatic look. White walls, you can embrace it. You can get gray and black accents. Lots of colors, make friends with gray. I have yet to meet anyone that's gone for the one red wall that regrets it. Almost everybody loves having it. It's when you embrace yellow or blue, those colors can get away from you. Another color I want to mention, if your walls are kind of a soft beigey color, is pistachio green.
I love that.
It's just kind of a warm, inviting color. And then there's always eggplant purple. So, you know, if you're in doubt, I've given you three colors, not too many, so you can choose a color that you would be happy with. Again, what we're trying to do is to make a house a home. And now, I almost feel like I want a drum roll because you have turned me on to a consignment store.
You hear that?
That I've been clicking around and I can't get off of it.
Oh, can I tell it?
Yes, this is yours.
Okay, this is one I brought to the table because, you know, I am not in the closet about my passionate, undying love for Value Village and Salvation Army.
I know.
And thrift shopping in general. I am such a bargain snob. It's kind of sad. But Armadillo Consignment is kind of in the Greenwood neighborhood, and it is my favorite place to go for sort of upscale householdy things.
I can't get off this site.
The owner is just a nice guy. I'm not getting a kickback. I'm not associated with them in any way, but I love the store.
Oh, my gosh.
It's gorgeous.
They've got this Royal China from Curiosity Shop, and seriously, this stuff is just so intriguing. I want this. I covet this china. 89 pieces, $275. I think that'd make a great holiday gift for somebody.
Like me.
I was just going to say that. Like me, not you, but me. I'm really on here. They have interesting lamps and furniture. And, I mean, soft things like, small things like napkin rings, Armadillo. This is really great. And where are they located?
I can't tell you the specific address, but it's in the Greenwood neighborhood. So, yeah, I could look it up. But Armadillo Consignment, it's easy to find. It's on a main road. It's not hard to find.
That is awesome. That's just awesome. I gave out the Salvation Army, and you told me, which is downtown. Mm-hmm. And seriously, you will bump into every designer in the Salvation Army over there. I'm not kidding you. And then here's a little tip about shopping at thrift stores that I recently just found out. And I found this out on one of the news channels was how you get the more high-end things, and this makes sense, at the thrift stores, is to go to the thrift stores in the more high-end neighborhoods. Now, I hate to be a bottle blonde about this, but it had never occurred to me that, you know, the people in Bellevue have better stuff.
I have to say I'm getting a little uncomfortable with this discussion because you're telling all my secrets. We got to go to break.
I know. Okay, go to break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about one other thing about making a house a home.
If you have a home project that could use a little help and you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
Well, what can Mr. Handyman do? I mean, can he clean gutters and spouts when it gets rainy out?
Mr. Handyman can.
How about windows and trim to keep the heat in?
Mr. Handyman can.
Toilets that tip or faucets that drip?
Mr. Handyman can. They're professional, safe, and on time every time, guaranteed. Residential, commercial, even light industrial. From major to minor projects. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Can he handle vents and eaves or plants and debris?
Mr. Handyman can.
Paint the doors or put in a new floor?
Mr. Handyman can. Landscaping, carpentry, even energy efficiency upgrades. One call gets you licensed and insured professionals.
Can he clip my dog's toenails?
No, not that. Call 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN today or MrHandyman.com. If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can. MrHandyman.com.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're a person who's living on a budget, or perhaps you're one of the fortunate ones who's building the luxury home of your dreams. What I can tell you is, if you have a kitchen or bathroom that you want a dramatic makeover, you need to call Sound Kitchen and Bath. And the reason you need to call Sound Kitchen and Bath is, frankly, no one is selling those kinds of cabinets the way that Sound Kitchen and Bath is. In fact, what I want you to know is Sound Kitchen and Bath provides you with designers, actually the most talented designers in the market, and they don't charge for their services. And the cabinets, they don't look like they were made in the garage, somebody who just passed shop class. No, these are cabinets that are absolutely stunning and extraordinary. Large moldings, all of the things that you think you want in your kitchen or your bathroom, you can get at Sound Kitchen and Bath. And they don't charge you for the design time. No one has better prices. And they're doing something that I believe is so important right now. Because if you go and you buy a lotto ticket with the Hometown Heroes, which is to support our veterans, that $10 lottery ticket for our veterans, and you bring that into Sound Kitchen and Bath, right now they have a special for 10% off for all of their new customers. 10% off of your cabinets. So buy a lotto ticket for our veterans, Hometown Heroes. Call Sound Kitchen and Bath. Go to their website at soundkitchenandbath.com and save an extraordinary 10% on your cabinets. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
So how's traffic, Judith?
Well, we got a couple of new problem spots. North 5 south of Interurban, we've got an accident. Troopers are on their way there. I don't think it is blocking, but South 5 to Columbian on the ramp there, there's something large blocking the ramp. They're going to solve that problem shortly. And Pierce County troopers are on their way to a scene of what appears to be a blocking accident, judging by the backup. Westbound 512 at Steele Street. This report brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino. Win a brand new car of your choice valued up to $75,000, or walk away with $40,000 in cold hard cash this October. You can get the details at TulalipCasino.com. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. And weather from the Como Forecast Team's Theron Zahn.
Is here, and it's going to feel like fall out there with temperatures today only getting to the upper 50s to lower 60s in some parts of western Washington, maybe mid-60s in the South Sound. On through the next couple days, yes, some showers today, maybe even a thunder shower in the afternoon, then on through Sunday and Monday. Sunday's looking dry for most of the day, but showers do return towards the end, so Sunday's probably your better day for getting outside. We'll call it mid-60s for highs. Then Monday and Tuesday, very soggy by the end of Monday. Showers develop in the morning, then increase in the afternoon, then a very soggy and windy Tuesday. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks, Theron. 51 degrees and overcast in Tacoma, 52 in Everett, and 52 in downtown Seattle. Thanks for joining us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. We are taking calls and answering questions, 206-421-1000 locally, or you can call toll-free at 877-397-COMO.
Well, I want to talk about the fact that there's been a shift in color concepts. And actually, on all the blog pages that are out there right now, some designers that I know are really mad about the colors that have come in for 2012. Here's what I want you to know, that when Pantone, which is basically the go-to association for developing colors, and these people come up with color forecasting for everything. It doesn't matter what it is. Automobiles, for paint colors, fashion, everyone goes to Pantone. And then when you go to create a color, they always ask you whether you're going to print it or you're going to make a fabric. It doesn't matter. Wallpaper, they ask you for the Pantone number. So Pantone is actually the go-to source if you want to know what the color forecasting is. And I just put it up here on the screen, Jennifer, so you can see it. And I think that, you know, people are going to be very interested in talking about the colors and where they are. So let me share with you. And here's what I always get. I get an argument from the do-it-yourselfer who says to me, well, I just want timeless design. Let me share with you a little insight into this. I had the privilege of taking a tour up on Palatine Hill, which is where all of the Caesars lived in Roman times. Every single time there was a new Caesar, guess what they did? They changed the color palette in the palace.
Oh, no kidding.
Let me tell you who had my favorite colors. This probably tells you something about me. Nero. I love them. He had bright turquoise and he had corals and he had tomato reds and he had bright purples. Let me tell you, Nero was kind of a fashion forward guy. Okay, maybe he watched Rome burn, but I'm just saying that there is no such thing as timeless color. Sure, black and white, but the colors you accent it with, there again, it immediately goes into a color scheme. Color's easy to change. You can pick things that are neutrals in your sofas or even your wall colors and then accent. So when we come back, I'm going to describe to you the colors for 2012 and what they are. And these are the colors, many of these you're going to see for the next decade. These are the colors, especially the neutrals. And you're going to want to listen to this. And I mean, even if you're going to buy a car, you're going to want to know this information. It's true. Color's important. It lends to the value of things. And I think it's critically important when people make a decision. And there's one color that I have to tell you has my heart. It's going in my house. And it is the color that I think embodies our next decade of design. And
oh my.
I know. And when I tell you what the color is, you'll understand why.
Oh my. So can I take a stab at it or is it just going to be a surprise?
It has to be a surprise.
Okay.
It has to be a big old surprise.
All right. Just for the record, I'm registering my guess as electric blue. So we'll see how close I get right after this.
That was 2011, baby.
Fisher Communications, the very latest news, traffic, weather, Como News Radio on the Como News Network, AM 1000, KOMO Seattle, 97.7 FM, KOMO FM, Oakville, everything you need to know.
Just ahead of 11 o'clock on Como News Radio, stay with us as we check headlines from across the country and around the world from ABC News, followed by your latest local news, traffic, and weather. After that, we return with more Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Currently 51 degrees and drizzly in Tacoma, 51 and overcast in Seattle.